Now it's recording.
Now it's recording.
And we're on.
Wow, that's funny. I got nervous for a second.
Yeah, that's what happens. I wasn't ready.
I got nervous for a second. I was like, yo.
That's what happens.
But that's the thing about self-growth. It's just like every time you push yourself, you're going to feel that.
Trust me, bro. I be feeling that a lot. So I be growing all the time. That means, you
know? Yes, Sirski. So, yo, should we just keep it rolling?
Yeah, so.
Should we keep it rolling? Episode one?
Fuck it.
Okay, perfect. Yo.
How you doing, bro?
Episode one. So I wanted to start off the podcast by doing like a song. So like there's already a song playing, but I'm going to just play that song that I thought was fire. So welcome to the Rumi and Shumi podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Rumi. I'm from Toronto.
Yep. Same. I'm from Scarborough. Shumi.
This is my friend for a long time.
Yeah.
Shout out to my cameraman, Timbo, and my boy. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my fams. So welcome to the episode one. Let's get it.
Let's get it, bro.
Oh, wrong song. Yo, a shorty showed me this song last night. I was like, yo.
How you feel about
this
song?
You know what I'm saying?
You like this song better than you like the shorty?
Because I went to Colombia in February.
Oh, shit.
Colombia was part of one of my first trips that started my journey.
Okay.
But yeah, let's vibe out. Did you get the email that I sent you?
Yeah, I got it. Yo,
are you on the email right now?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
On it. Yo, the
shorty. So just look at the email and add to the email before the song is done.
All right.
Okay.
Yo, the shorty's Colombian. Yo, tell me about the shorty. Is the shorty Colombian, fam? Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
Well, hold on. Let the song play, dog. Let the song play. I'm going to just let the song play out before I start off. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in right now. Shout out to y'all. We live in this for real. Wow, we're live right now for real. So, yeah.
Ready when you are, bro.
Ready.
So we're not going to talk about that.
I kind of vibed out for a sec. Just cut that one part out. But yeah, we'll check it out after.
We should.
Anyways, thank you guys.
Listen. I feel like with the whole song too, we're live, but we're like still on. You know what I'm saying? So let me talk like about that. But the whole song, maybe cut it like shorter.
Yeah.
Because I feel like these people don't have attention span like
yes,
that.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Welcome to the Rumi and Shumi podcast. I'm Rumi. I'm your host. I have my co-host here. Shumi, aka Nasir.
Yeah.
The other day when I was buying the mic stand, and then they were like, oh, did you buy anything here from before? Because she asked for my phone number.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Long and McQuaid. Shout out to Long and McQuaid.
Okay.
I want to buy a guitar from Long and McQuaid.
Yeah.
Remember that pink guitar?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a fire guitar.
I talked you out of that.
Yeah, why did you talk to me?
It's an impulse buy, bro. It's like $300, and I was like, yo, I don't think I want you to do that unless you really want to do that. And then
I really wanted to do that, though.
But then you would have done it if you really wanted to do it. It's not like you would have.
If I was by myself, I would have done it.
True that.
Feel me?
Yeah.
I think if I was by myself, I would have definitely done
it. Then you're welcome, bro, you know?
I'm still going to do it, but I've been on an impulse spree.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, let's get to it. I'm Rumi. I'm your host.
Yo, tell them about yourself, bro.
Okay, so I'm from Toronto. I'm a real estate agent. So the main thing I wanted to kind of get on this podcast was to show me being a real estate agent in Toronto and what it's like. I feel like it's not as what people think it is.
Yeah.
It's not what people think it is because you guys know me, right? Okay, let me ask you guys this. Shout outs to my video guy, Timbo. I love you. Shout out to my brother. I love you. Shout out to Nasir. I want to shout out to God. Thank you, God, so much for everything you have done for me and giving me this ability to have this podcast. We're live and this is real. I am definitely posting this shit so you guys know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all my friends that are going to support me from watching this. I'll just say it right off the bat because it's like, why? Like, none of my friends are doing what I'm doing right now.
Mm.
Agree or no agree?
Yeah, no one's doing a podcast. I don't know anyone that's doing
not just
a podcast.
Like, you know me very well.
Life-wise?
The reason I have Shumi on my... Shumi... I'm going to call you Nasir, obviously.
Yeah.
The reason I have Nasir on my podcast is because he knows me very well. So it's like, because you know me very well...
You're definitely different, bro. 100%. I agree with that. Very different person, you know what I mean? You're doing different shit for sure.
Okay.
100%. So you explain how you're doing different shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, what would you say? Why'd you say that they're not doing the same shit as you explained?
Like, for example, right? Like, I feel like we should be trying to do as many things as we can. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, everybody has a thing in life. There's things called self-awareness. There's things called purpose, you know? Like, working hard. Not giving up, not doing the right thing, not doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's so many things in life that just kind of propel you. Because one of my friends, shout out to Fayaz, he told me this, that his dad showed him.
This guy said Dodd.
Dodd. His dad. Maybe that's a new word, Dodd.
Wait up.
Yeah. Dodd, you're my Dodd, yo.
No. My Dodd. Dodd's a name, Corvette, bro. Dodd's a name still. I don't even fuck with that name.
What culture would that be?
That'd be like a basement, like, white boy, like, playing video games and shit. Dodd, you know?
What culture? Like Hawaiian?
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I would say Hawaiian. He'd be like, Dodd.
Weird. Oh, like that. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the tropical hula hoops. Like, what do you call those things that the girl them, you know?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So anyways.
Lilo Stitch shit.
The reason I did this podcast was more so just to kind of get people to know more so what real estate looks like in the modern era, what it feels like to be a Toronto man. Like a real Toronto man.
Yo,
I would say I'm a real Toronto man. Like, whoever drops comments on these videos and tells me what it feels like to be a real Toronto man, please drop your comments and I will reply back to your comments.
You're definitely a real Toronto man still.
I know I'm not.
I'm not a Toronto man still, but I am a Toronto man. You know what I mean?
You're a real Toronto man.
But I'm not like I don't overly express it like that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I'm just myself. Like I don't follow with the slang and all that shit to the fullest. It just comes to me. Whoever comes and shows me their shit, I pick up on it. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm a Toronto man. Everybody's like that, right?
Anyways, Shumi does music. If you guys didn't know, Shumi does music.
Some people try to be, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be. Like, it just happened, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, crept up, bro. It's fucked up. It just crept up.
Yeah, there's a difference between trying to be and being it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's certain people that fall into the category of you are what you are. If you're a real this person, or you're real Hawaiian, real Sri Lankan, real Indian, or whatever, like, whatever mm-hmm. your culture is, mm-hmm. like, if you're really that, then you should represent it to the fullest, because, like, there's other people in your culture that also want to see you do what you do in a mix of the modern era, right?
Yeah.
So this is kind of the vibe I'm getting from this podcast, starting it off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, first thing I want to say is the real estate market. So I am a real estate agent. I've been in the real estate industry since I was... As a full-time real estate agent, since I was 2016, I got my real estate license. And then when I was... Yo, which camera should I be looking at? Like, this is my first time. Like, I don't know where I'm looking at. Okay, I'm looking at that camera. Okay, just look at...
Dude, you got two cameras up right now.
Yeah, I'm going to just look at this picture, yo. This shorty is fire.
I never even had this set up for a music video, bro. This man snapped, dude. I never even have a set up like this for a music video.
Though. No way.
Yeah. Like, I did, but, like, not like this. Like, not two cameras, one camera. You know what I mean?
You're lying. Okay, that's a good question to ask you. Like even if we were not doing a podcast, I would still ask you this question. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, this is my real friend. Because, okay, so you've been in a lot of music videos. You've performed.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen your Instagram. You performed.
Yeah.
Right? You did your thing.
Yeah.
You shot videos. You did, like, selfie lives. And crazy, like, all bro. These things. And, like. Like, what is this setup like compared to all of that? Like, where does this rank? Like, what is your...
This is way more sick in a way where I'm comfortable, because there's not a billion people I don't know around watching me and shit. Mm. That kind of irks me a little bit. I don't like that. But at the end of the day, when you're done, you feel really good because you got uncomfortable, right?
Okay.
This is not like that. This is just chill. So I like it. But in terms of, like, everything, how you set it up and shit, like, it's on point, you know?
Okay.
So in that way it compares, because, like, those venues, like, they had everything on point too. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't expecting that, bro. I just went there to do my shit.
Oh, you're saying like the management, the bosses, them had them on point,
you know,
and you remembered that,
like, they had it on point. So
I hear you.
Bear people came, lighting was good, blah blah blah, da da da. Mm-hmm. sound check was good. But I wasn't expecting it to be, so it made it better, because it was, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting it, so when it happened, I'm like, oh, sick, you know what I mean? Made it even sicker. But yeah, a few of them were like that. Some of them were not. Maybe one, two of them were shit, but, like, that's just because it was supposed to be shit.
I hear you.
It's like open mic. Like, I just went, you know what I mean?
So what was it like performing in front of people, dog, like that? Like, I think I'm going to be a public speaker one day. Inshallah. I'm Muslim, guys, by the way.
It was so amazing,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the best feeling in the world, to be honest. Like, to elaborate, like, fuck. Like,
I never asked you that question before, right?
Nah, you haven't.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how was that?
Damn, bro. That's a crazy question. It's just like, yo, bro, for me personally, or do you want to know in general, like, for how it would be for everyone?
You personally?
For me personally, bro, I was nervous as fuck, dog. Like, I was like, I was tripping balls, bro. I balled up.
Right.
Before I did my shit, I balled up. And like, all of that nervousness hit. And then I seen all these shorties and stuff at the freaking thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck. they're mad to me. They're mad to me and shit. And I know I had good music. So I was like, okay, I know once I get into the music, it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't have that, like, yo, how you guys doing tonight? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't interact with people. Like, I need to learn that because that was my first, performance, right? Mm-hmm. So I just fucking went to the mirror, bro. And I, like, looked at myself and I, like, took some breaths. And, like, I was, like, I said a prayer. And then I was just, and then I was, like, nervous like that. And then I walked up to the straight stage. And, like, the only thing I could say to the crowd was just, like, ah. And then I'm like, and then I started going in.
Yo, I almost fell off the chair right now. I gotta watch out for that
one. And then I started going in. But then they loved me, bro, because the music was fire.
But I liked how you went in. You're like, we in this bitch.
You know what I mean, bro? That's what it was.
You know what I'm saying?
That's literally what happened, bro.
I hear you. So that's, okay. So how many performances did you do?
A few, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, like less than 10, more than 5.
And what was the largest crowd?
Not a lot, like 70, 80 maybe max.
That's a lot of people,
650
brother.
650 to 80 would be the
largest.
But you
know what? You know what's funny? I had a crowd before for public speaking. Shout out to the Home Life Future Realty.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Kannan Selvanathan. Kanna.
Jeez.
From Home Life Future. See? You see what I'm saying?
I read it.
Okay. Shout out and thank you, Selva Uncle, for the opportunity. I did get to speak and teach Home Life agents about social media. I had like 50, 60 people in the classroom when I was teaching them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he gave me the opportunity to do that. You know what I'm saying? Multiple times. And I'm super grateful. And thank you guys for that. You guys will hear a lot more about my journey and the people that helped me. And shout out to that man, because that man is the man. But we all the man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so real estate. Okay. So one topic, I spoke to one of my mentors today. So I have 5 mentors. Okay, I'm going to shout out my mentors. Leon Williams. That's the only mentor I could shout out, actually.
Jeez.
Okay, so that's it. Shout out to Leon Williams. So I was speaking to one of my mentors today, and he said, like, talk about real estate and the pandemic, the effect that it had during the pandemic.
Okay.
So as you guys know, I told you I was in real estate since 2016. My first job in Canada was actually delivering flyers for a real estate agent. Shout out to my cousin Parthi. He got me, his mom, you know, hooked up the job. And yeah, we used to go, and he used to pay us $6 an hour.
Okay.
$6 an hour to deliver his real estate flyers. And sometimes I was delivering it, and sometimes I used to chill with my Afghan boy. We were like 12 years old. I used to chill with my Afghan boy. We used to throw out the flyers. No, should I even be saying that right?
Yo, say it.
I used to throw out the flyers and friggin' go to Canadian Tire and shop with the money, you know what I mean? Or buy some new video games like Need for Speed you know, that's how we were doing
that's
that.
That's where you came from.
Yeah, like, and half the time I was actually delivering it for him.
Yeah.
You know, and like, that was my first job ever. Like, and obviously, like, my parents used to do newspaper delivery when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I helped my dad. Mm-hmm. But like, that was like just helping. I never got paid.
True that.
I got slaved.
True that.
It's okay.
It's how it goes.
Family, I do anything, you know?
It's how it goes.
Hondo. So it's like, yeah, that was my first job. And then I was working security downtown Toronto by City Place.
Okay.
I spot terrorists down, like, he patrolled all those areas. And then I got into the real estate game. I'm not going to say how, but I got into the real estate game. And then that was in 2016.
Why are you not going to say how?
I feel like that was going to be for another podcast. Like we're limited on time today. You know what I mean? Like I can talk about myself all day. You know that.
Okay.
I can talk for like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Today is just like we need to just hit certain topics, right?
That's a good reason.
You agree?
Yeah.
Hondo. Okay, so, and then that was it. And then I got into the game, and then here I am. 2020, we're in now. 2020, November.
Yep.
And it's been a weird
year. Your work ethic has changed a lot. 100%.
So that helped. My work ethic changed because I got mentors, okay? And Florida. Mentors is getting key. I would say just right off the bat, getting a mentor is going to help you way more than getting a degree.
100%. Agreed.
I did want to touch, one of the topics I wanted to touch on today was the education system, but I feel like that's a whole 3-hour topic, brother. You know what I mean?
You could give it in a nutshell if you want, but if you don't want to, you know what I mean?
Like, in a nutshell, I have my finance degree. I tried so hard. I wasted one whole year just trying to get my accounting degree instead of the finance one because you needed like certain GPA and just because accounting was the most competitive one at the time.
Yeah.
And then I wasted a whole year just thinking I was, okay, I didn't get into accounting. I already had the opportunity to get into the finance degree.
Yeah.
And then I said, I want to get into accounting so bad because accounting is one of my favorite topics. And then I waited a whole year, did the whole courses again, and they still said I couldn't get into the accounting degree, and I went into finance. It's okay. I did the finance degree. I got to hang out with my boy Shiva. Shout out to Shiva and Rushdie. You know, I got to hang out with my boys, and we're still friends to this day, and I love those guys. And I still ended up working at one of the top accounting firms, in my opinion. I'm not going to name which firm. But, yeah.
So, how do you feel about the education system?
How do I feel about the education system? I feel like college is worth it.
Yeah.
Trades, something that... As a tradesman, like, even the other day, okay... This is perfect. This is what I want to talk about. I'm working on my first renovation project right now with my partner, Leon Williams.
Okay.
In Whitby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one thing I'm learning is we're doing it differently. Instead of hiring a contractor to do the job, we're hiring guys, workers. We're hiring them online, interviewing them, and then hiring them.
Yeah.
And then we're putting them saying, hey, Leon knows how to do all the work.
Yeah.
He knows how to whip the hardware. He'll come in the house. Shout out to Leon. They'll come in the house, take the shovels, right, bang it on the walls, doc. Like, yo,
bro. Dead, bro.
Be like, let's go.
Jeez.
And I'd be like, okay, you do this, you do that, and then boom, boom, you know?
You do the same shit?
No, I'm learning, but the problem...
he's teaching you how to break shit.
But the problem with that method, there's no problem. There's always a solution. But the thing with that, the con, is like, you have to be there and micromanage. The person, they're not just gonna bang on and just keep going bang out if you're not there.
Yeah.
And it brings me back to another funny story about this project. And I'm gonna say this funny story just because I feel like this is Comedy Central. So a lot of things we're gonna say, I remember I took from other. Shout out to Joe Budden podcast. I should have said that sooner. Shout out to Joe Budden podcast. Joe Budden, we coming. I love you. I got a lot of inspiration from you, a lot from childhood till now. Pump it up.
Damn.
I tell shorties to pump it up all the time. Real shit. Okay, so yeah. So where did I leave off?
You're talking about Joe Budden podcast. I don't know what you were saying before. Are you talking about
my mentor? So basically, I hired a worker.
Leon's
right?
Teaching you how to break
the first,
shit.
The first worker we hired, okay? The first worker we hired.
Yeah.
It's funny. This guy came for 1 hour and left.
Okay.
For 1 hour. But he banged out so much work in that 1 hour.
Yep.
This is the first worker we hired, okay? So basically, we got the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mentor was like, hey, put up an ad saying we need workers. Put up an ad. The first guy came through. this 10 minutes. Okay. And then we got the worker, and then he came. And then,
gee, you're a real one, fam.
See, listen, we didn't even have the tools. We didn't have the right tools to like really be doing it.
Weirdo.
We just wanted to start banging it out.
Weirdo.
All we had was a shovel.
Weirdo.
Listen, we didn't even have an X-Acto knife.
Word up.
My mentor's boy came through to check the spot out, and he was a contractor, and he had an X-Acto knife. So while he was checking it out, we borrowed his X-Acto knife.
Jeez.
And then he gave it to the guy. He started ripping out the carpet. And then after, the man had to dip.
So it was like first day of work type of shit? Like
first hour.
Okay.
The man had to dip. Okay. The guy with the X-Acto knife had to dip. And then...
So was this Leon's first time doing this too?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is your first time doing this?
My first time.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
Yeah. That's jokes.
And then, yeah, the guy whipped it out so hard for 1 hour. We're like, wow, you're doing great. And then we left for like 2 minutes. We came back. He was gone.
Oh,
fuck. God, he didn't want to get paid nothing. The man, in that one hour, the guy did 2 man's worth of work for 3 hours. Like, if 2 man's worked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or two, okay, if 2 man's worked for 2 hours.
Yeah.
He did that in 1 hour by himself, and he just left. Like...
Shit, dog.
And I was like, this is a blessing, but I like, yeah, it's a blessing.
Learning, you know? Experience, yeah, though.
It's a learning experience.
Because, yeah, like, it's hilarious, but you know your next workers, you're going to figure it out.
Like, the next workers, that's why this whole week, you guys didn't see me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why we even shot the podcast today, guys. You guys might think I'm just like, why is Rumi shooting a podcast randomly? This is the only day I was free in the last week and a half to even shoot this stuff.
Word up.
And this is like a rainy day in Toronto. And shout out to Toronto. I love Toronto. Big time.
Facts.
Out of all your friends, I love Toronto. Who would you say is up in the top three list? I love Toronto.
I don't know, bro. That's a hard question, you know?
I never even asked that question before.
That's a hard question. I can't answer that question. That's a really hard question, Doc. Because, yo, everybody has their own personal relationship with the city. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where, like, we all been through some shit. And then, like, we feel a certain type of way at a certain type of place. And all of that, you know? Especially when we're turned. Our minds are drunk and shit, and we like take a piss or some shit, and we like freaking look at the sky, you know? Like,
yeah.
We connect with the city like that. So everybody has that stuff.
I say we take a music break right now. Mm-hmm. Song request, guys. Toronto, definitely. Oh, Coding Crazy by Future. Future is one of my favorite artists.
Jeez.
All right, are we live?
Yeah. Okay.
Audio's good. Okay. Okay. Alright, let's go. Alright, we're back. That was a bit quick of a break.
You good, bro?
Blessed? I had to relook real quick.
You got your water, fam?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Okay. So, yeah, like, so basically I just want to probably leave off at the fact that real estate in the pandemic, right? So as a real estate agent, my whole point was that this was my best year as a real estate agent and as a real estate investor.
Yep.
This was my best year by far, right? Knock on wood 3 times. Alhamdulillah. But yeah.
What do you think made that happen?
It's hard to say for me because it's like my trajectory from last year to this year was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because of my trajectory or if it was because of the fact that the market changed and shit happened, and then by default it happened. I doubt that's the case because by default it's not meant, the system is not built for you to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
By default, the system is not built for you to win. 100.
It's hard.
Exactly. So I think it's more so about my trajectory and stuff like that. But
what that's what I'm asking. Like, so internally, what affected you to achieve good things? Like, did you make mental tweaks?
Mental tweaks and also mentors.
Oh, mentors, right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So,
right. So, everybody that is watching this podcast up until this point, shout out to you. I am blind in my right eye.
Yeah.
So, I have to say that, right? Yeah. I got stabbed when I was 20 years old.
Yeah. tell me about that.
No, I don't want to talk about that story.
As much
today.
As you want to, you know?
Yeah, that's all I want to say. Okay, I am blind in my right eye. That's it.
I feel that. Yeah. But that experience has helped you learn a lot, you know, and then mm-hmm. and probably translated in like every
like a lot of stuff transpired. Life is a journey, right? It's more so like shout out to Ty Lopez, a big shout out to Ty Lopez.
Yeah.
From I don't even know, he's from America, but like he was the reason why I first ever did Facebook ads, and I made $30,000 off Facebook ads through real estate because of Ty Lopez.
Jeez.
In 1 month.
Jeez.
Obviously, there's patience and there's time and there's other things involved. Yeah. But he was the reason why I did that. I bought all his courses.
Yeah.
I watched all his videos.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered his book that never came out. Yeah. For 2 years, I had $7 on hold with Ty Lopez Company, and the book never came out. And after 2 years, I'm like, okay, give me my $7 back now. Like, you know, like after 2 years, I give you $7. You're still not going to release your book. I'm sure he's going to release his book shortly, but but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's busy. He bought a few companies. He bought like he's all about following trends.
Yeah.
So his new trend is right now he can find businesses that are cheap.
Okay.
And revamp them because he knows how to bring them online because everything is going online. Like how right now we're going online. Like, you know, I'm hustling in the streets. The difference between why this is my first podcast now, before, for everybody that's watching, I would say in my opinion is because I was more so hustling. Without
on road,
mm-hmm. than I was on a camera or like around anybody that's on a camera. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's like that's why, yeah. But now it's like I'm trying to like help everybody else
express yourself, right? Like your story and stuff and everything.
Everybody else, and it's like. And help each other. It's like it's
because kind of stuff you go to, like you go through and like you pick up, and then you it develops your message that you want to give to people and stuff like that, and even to yourself. You know, we talk about stuff. It's because like first you gotta live for a bit. Mm-hmm. It's like a pen. You know, it's mm-hmm. like an ink pen. You know, like back in the day there was like ink pens and you dip it in ink and then you freaking write. Mm.
Those were the sickest pens, you know? Ever. So those like, were the sickest pens ever.
You know, so it's like the ink. Yeah. Like your experiences is like the ink. So you dip it in. And then you come back and then you get to talk and you get to express, you know what I mean? So everything that you went through, you dipped your shit into ink, you know, and now you came back. Now you have stuff to talk about. So that's sick. That's how
you just goes. You just fit a verse right there with the whole ink and the pen and the ting and the bamba and the bamba.
You know what I'm saying? It's an old reference, though. You know what I mean? It's like back in the days, though. Right. But yeah,
this is my brother, yo. Shout outs to Shumi for even doing this podcast. Shout outs to you, man. For real, man.
Respects, bro.
Like, it might seem like, but you know, it's more so like, I just want to show you, it's more so like, just like, I want to show you just like, kind of like, how serious I was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you, bro. It's love, bro. It's lit.
Shooting for the stars, aim for the moon.
The other screen. Oh, word up.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Technical difficulty, but so I talked about that. So the pandemic, in terms of, I mean, I'm a real estate agent, so a lot of my clients, I see this video. I love you guys, I really do. And it's more so about like, you might not understand it in the first video, but you will definitely understand it, especially if you met me in person. It's like understood 100. That's why I'm straight. If you met me in person, it's no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you just see a picture or a clip or this or that, you don't know what's going on.
It's not enough to express.
It's not enough to express Wagwan.
At that point, they just have to judge and assume and shit.
Exactly. They're like, oh, is this, is that?
It's broken telephone.
The brain can't connect the dots.
It's broken telephone.
Exactly. So this is why I felt like it was, I wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are doing a podcast. Okay, anyways, Trump rally rigged the election. Are you into politics?
Not like that, but I do. Like, I skimmed through on like a very, very like not so much.
I was getting Starbucks today, and then I saw the video on CP24 that said like, oh, people are rallying for Trump, this, that, and then I called my mentor before I picked up him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm about to do my podcast today. My podcast. He's Jamaican. My mentor's Jamaican. You feel me?
Mm.
And my other mentor is Antiguan. And my other mentor is Indian. So it's like, and my other mentor is Sri Lankan. So it's like, it's real.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I was like, yo, I'm doing my podcast today. Shout out to Safari. I remember one time on Joe Budden podcast, Maul was like talking about Safari. he's like something. Safari was the only guy that would say, podcast. Shout outs to my podcast.
Don't kill me.
I was like, that was so funny. So I just remember that right now. Anyways.
Word up. Yeah, no, I don't watch Joe Budden podcast, but you showed me it.
Yeah. Shout out to Joe Budden.
I watched Joe Rogan on 1-2 still. Yo, to be honest, I was never.
Did you watch the Kanye West Joe Rogan podcast?
Oh, no.
I told you to watch it.
They're
I
so long, bro.
The one you
like,
sent me today.
You know, I don't like podcasts.
Did you see my message
I sent you?
Did you see my message I sent you earlier today?
What?
About the Joe Rogan. No. What
Sadhguru. We're talking about Sadhguru.
I read his book.
Yeah.
I read his book, and I also watched a lot of his videos, too.
Which book you read of him?
I don't even know. It's on my bookshelf.
Yeah, Sadhguru is a real one.
Fam. Yeah. Shout out to Sadhguru.
Shout out to Sadhguru. I was watching Sadhguru yesterday, bro. That guy is different, bro.
So what made you want to send him to? Okay, and I want to know what you thought when I told you I already read his book.
And I was like, okay, yeah, it's understood.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because same. So I was like, yeah, you get it. You know exactly what I meant by that, yeah.
Like we already.
But why I wanted to show you Sadhguru, because I feel like his message is so universal that like whatever he talks about, he doesn't believe like in certain things. He's just open, you know? And that allows him to get so many people's attention because everybody, there's no judgment, you know? So whatever he's talking about, anyone can relate to, is what I'm trying to say. Whatever he's talking about, anyone can relate to. Mm-hmm. So I rate that. I actually rate that a lot, and it's simple, very simple too. His method of expressing it, and it hits your soul, you know. Mm-hmm. So I like that shit. I can't do it all the time, but when I need it, sometimes you need it, bro. Like how sick his shit is. Yeah, like sometimes you need it.
Because
you
know it my expression, my internalization of like that is more so like I used to watch all these videos. Okay, yeah. I even have a video.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it today that I'm talking about. Yeah. This is the kind of conversation that me and you would have.
You know what I mean, bro?
And we're just on the podcast right now, so this is great. This is why I chose you. I even have a video. I was working security right before I got Leon as my mentor.
Yeah.
I was in my truck in the construction yard by myself.
Yeah.
I watched like a Wolf of Wall Street podcast.
Yeah.
And like it just hit me so hard. And I took a video of myself like, I feel like I'm at that stage, right before that stage, where Wolf of Wall Street told me that once you get rich, it just happens. It just you go like this, and when you get rich, it's like this for so long.
Yeah.
But when it happens, you just like boom. And I took a video, knock on wood, 2 times. I was like, I feel like I was working that security job, making like 14, 17 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
And by myself in a security overnight.
Yeah.
Took a video. I was like, I feel like I'm at that point where I'm trying to figure it out. And like, I'm going to figure it out. And like a few months later, I met Leon.
Jeez.
It's like, yo, wah, bomba clut.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just remember that video today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, one day when I'm with a shorty, I'm going to show the shorty. Move next topic still.
you always seem to run away from that topic, huh?
Yo, so real estate. So basically the real estate. Okay. I think we should go hour 15.
Okay. Whatever's clever, bro. Okay. I'm about whatever.
Okay.
Man.
So we'll end the podcast here. This real quick. So.
You say we have 10 more minutes.
So like what I'm saying is like. I want to shout out to everybody that is going to support me from going forward. I'm only here to help everybody. Anybody that takes it the wrong way, I'm sorry. What do you feel?
What can you do, bro? Like people have their opinions. You know, they're entitled to their opinions. Okay. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck it. You know what I mean? You know your intentions.
Yes. Okay, this is what I want to do, though. Okay, I just figured something out. Maybe you want to cut that bumble cloud thing out, okay? Okay,
but it's up to YouTube.
No. I want to see it. We're gonna edit it together. It's gonna be YouTube. Fun. Anyways, that part you keep. The last 5 minutes. It's gonna be an hour. In the last 5 minutes, play the song and then cut. Okay. So, this podcast is gonna be once broadcasted once a week.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a real estate agent. I love helping people make money. I love helping people become successful. I feel like as long as we love and help each other in the world, we can be
progressing and helping God and helping fulfill the righteousness, you know what I mean? Like the real meanings of life. So that's kind of like where I'm coming from. And I don't try to like say anything that's not who I am. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say. And I will never, ever, I can't say I will never, ever, because like I'll be boosting. But like my goal is never to kind of go away from that.
True that.
Okay. So with that being said, real estate was great for the whole year.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody that sold their house this year made money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Anybody that sold their house this year made money.
It's booming.
Even if you sold and bought, you still made money because the year's not done yet, and it's been a good year overall, even through the whole corona.
That's crazy.
It's never went down. Only downtown Toronto condos went down. Mm. But my interpretation of the real estate market is like this, okay? Yo, my mentor Leon's calling me. I'm going to answer the phone. Yo, yo.
Phone break.
No phone break. Yo, yo. Yo. Yeah, we live on the podcast right now, brother.
Yo, you live.
We're live on the podcast right now. I was just talking about the real estate market. Do you want to say anything real quick?
In person, brother.
All right. All right. I'll call you back in 10 minutes then. All right.
Weird.
See? You guys know what it is. All right. So, what was I saying?
Yeah, you're talking about many things, but it depends on what you want to continue talking about. You're talking about real estate, but I feel like you're talking about downtown. You're talking about spirituality and real estate at the same time, and it's like it's up to you which way you want to go with that. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Okay. So it's kind of like the downtown Toronto condo market. What happened was the Airbnb market kind of was taking over the game, yeah. And the rental market was kind of. Like people were paying like $4,000, almost $3,500 for a one bedroom condo a month. And bad. Now they're paying $2,000 or even $1,800.
Yeah.
Because Airbnb and the corona, they shut off the travel. People can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Toronto got hit. The core got hit first. Mm. But at the same time, like the market still boomed, in my opinion, because a lot of people didn't want to sell because of the corona. They thought they don't want to let people in their house. They don't want to move. They don't want to do all these because they're scared.
Yeah, because everyone got stagnated. Because
the media feared them, put the fear in them.
Everybody got stagnated.
Exactly. People put the fear in them. But the people that took the risk, you know what they say? High risk, high reward.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell my clients this all the time when I'm in the listing appointment,
yeah.
When I'm trying to sell them on a listing appointment. I love all my clients. I love you guys so much. It's not even funny. Okay. So, yes, shout outs to all you guys. I love you guys.
Dang, you're killing me.
Yeah. So basically, I tell my clients all the time, more risk you take, the more reward.
Yeah.
But I'm going to help. Like, the real reason why I believe in myself so much as a real estate agent is because no matter what, I have the connections, I have the relationships with people that is going to make sure no matter what happens, I'm going to make sure you're straight.
Yeah.
In whatever business you do with me, I'm not going to let you go until you're straight. A lot of agents are going to let you go.
That's manners,
bro. If something goes wrong. A lot of agents are going to let you go.
It's like fundamental fucking manners.
You know what I'm saying?
You know? You take care of your people. You know what I mean?
And that's the gap that's involved with being real and being fake, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, like I am super blessed. I don't care how this podcast turns out.
Yeah. That's good, bro.
You guys, I know you guys were tripping for a sec when I was, but I came with that sauce, with that real estate sauce.
You came hard, bro.
Yeah. Like,
you came hard, bro.
How much time we have left? 5 minutes.
Came hard with it, bro. Like you know, and like it's good. Like same here. Like I didn't have too many expectations because I still want to kill it, mm-hmm. but I don't want to expect to kill it. It doesn't add up. You know what I mean? Like.
Usually. This is just the beginning, brother. Like, I'm not even playing with you. Like, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have so many other businesses that I want to... It kind of hurts me to think, like, I'm not even spending enough time on my other ideas. Like, it's just like I'm doing here doing a podcast when I should be doing something else. You know what I mean?
Just keep doing... You know what I mean? You're just doing whatever feels right, bro.
Yeah. But I just want to make sure stuff gets done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very much so... I want to get things done. Anybody listening to this podcast that you're trying to get something done, you can reach out to me in the comments. we really trying to get stuff done. Trust me, to even get this, for me to have this podcast available, to have a camera, to have this table, to have a phone with a portable charger, to have my glasses, to have a cup, to have this view, to have my friend here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To have this TV. It's very much so to the grace of God, the Almighty, and the Creator, and my efforts.
Yeah.
You know, in that path. And I like helping other people because I know it's hard. It's very hard. It's not easy at all. And I never say it's easy. That's the people. That's real, why I think Instagram is not real life. Mm. Because a lot of people get it mistaken.
Because it's easy.
I don't get a lot of love from Instagram.
Is easy. Real life is hard.
I don't get a lot of love on Instagram at all. But the ones who do like me, it's like I told you, I only post for those 5 or 10 people that I really like, that really need to see me win so that they can win. And I care about those people more. I don't care about nobody else.
No, I feel you, bro.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So I'm going to end it off there. Real estate is a great tool to get money. There's a lot of ways. I'll probably talk more so about the different ways to get money. You know how like we were talking about like, okay, we need to think about topics to talk about.
Yeah.
I knew we didn't need to think about topics.
Yo, I knew that too, fam. Like,
but like there was a doubt there.
I'm never a topics type of person.
Doubt is so rooted deep inside our subconscious.
But on Flippy, I understand though. I get why you might want topics and shit.
Yeah, doubt is so rooted deep inside our subconscious.
I don't have that brain capacity to have a bunch of topics in my head, bro. It just comes, bro. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do that. I'm not a very organized person. I'm not. You know what I mean? So I just take that to my advantage.
I'm not that very organized either, but I feel like as we
certain things you flip it.
I feel like teamwork makes a dream work.
You flip it, bro. If you have some sort of disadvantage, you flip it. You could turn it into your advantage.
I feel like teamwork makes a dream work, right?
So it's my advantage now.
And if we work together, we can probably make organization better. Yeah, we're gonna end the podcast off right there. I'm gonna play a song. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in.
Yeah.
Listen.
Nah, but yo, like.
Listen.
Closing thoughts, bro. Like not even like just about anything, you know what I mean? Just like moving forward, like
once a week.
How you feel like what are you gonna do for your
rest? To all my listeners, to all my peoples, just leave a comment and share, subscribe, like. I love you guys as well. I'm here to spread love. I love all you guys, no matter what. Okay, and I know he does too. Like he's one of the most loving guys.
Nah, I hate
you. You are.
Yeah.
One of the most loving guys I know.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why I have you on this podcast with
Respects,
me.
Respects, bro.
Because you're very loving and I love you too. You know what I'm saying?
You already know, fam.
I don't give a shit.
You already know, fam.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like everybody that shares, subscribes, follows me on this journey, thank you. Subscribe. I'm going to play this last song for you guys. Any closing thoughts, Shumi?
Yo, let's get it, bro. I don't know, like, you
next
know.
Next week, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk more. We'll give them more game next week.
Sounds good, bro.
Well, on more topics.
Sounds good, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. We got the real estate covered today still. It was fire.
I feel like I didn't Part talk about it. That as much as we should have.
Yeah.
I just gave like a whole like
general idea.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm really from the bottom. Peace out.
All right, bro. Let's get it.
Done.
Gotski!
That was really good.
You don't want that right now, really.
I want that.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ.
No, I want it.